corpse wasn't in the greatest condition. Too many gaping holes and fleshy bits exposed. The decay of a thing imposing and commanding was a dreadful sight. Maureen Eisenhower had been a stately, queenly woman. In death, her features were harrowing and haunting, rage-filled and grotesque. As a piece of rock fell and broke the remainder of her jaw, however, it seemed suddenly sad, abandoned. As always, he jumped down in the mud and almost threw up what little breakfast he'd managed to eat in the morning, ages ago now, an abandoned memory of light and comfort where he was an unfit inhabitant. This is more proper, he thought. Her gut opened easily with an awful squelching sound that freed his source of dread and sleepless nights. The last packet of poems in Jeremiah Lild's wrote, not even bloodstained,